This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
A lot of talk lately about Diamond Lake Boulevard and the areas surrounding that. Want to talk about what's going on. Stuart Cowie is the Community Development Director for the City of Roseburg. Thanks for coming in this morning.
You bet, Kyle. Thanks for having me.
So talk about what is going on with this Diamond Lake study.
Yeah, so we're just kicking off what will be an 18-month-long plan or study along the Diamond Lake Corridor. Kind of what is pushing this is all of the recent growth that we've had in regards to the apartment complexes out on the east side of town there. Over 400 new units of apartments within the last 3-4 years, and that's all based on the Diamond Lake Urban Renewal Plan. So we're really looking at this study as a whole of how do we design the Highway 138 as we continue to move east so that it meets urban standards and has all of the amenities for continued growth in that direction.
So Diamond Lake Boulevard, just adjacent to our facility here, and one of the folks in the building was talking the other day about this and talking about, you know, going out walking sometimes along Diamond Lake. And because of the way things evolved from decades ago, you've got some really interesting obstacles to probably deal with.
We certainly do. It's interesting because this is about a 3.5-mile stretch that we're looking at. So areas like right along Stevens on Diamond Lake Boulevard that are really close, not much of a sidewalk, old buildings that are right up against the travel lane. And then the complete opposite when you're out by Sunshine Park and it's just open fields. And so it's going to be looking at how do we design and plan for both of those types of scenarios.
And even some areas where not only do you have buildings that are up close and essentially right next to the sidewalk, but then you've got utility poles and things like that that if you were to try to construct them that way now, wouldn't meet ADA standards and things like that.
Definitely, yeah. A lot of those things are going to be looked at, as well as things beyond just Diamond Lake Boulevard and the highway, parallel routes and the whole corridor, access management, intersections, landscaping. So it's going to be a very broad encompassing plan.
Now, obviously, a lot of people realize Diamond Lake Boulevard becomes Highway 138, and that means it's not only the city, but you've got the Oregon Department of Transportation involved with this as well.
Most definitely. They are certainly extremely involved in that. That is their jurisdiction. However, we're fortunate to be able to work with them as they were pushing this plan, recognizing that it runs right through the heart of our city. So they are the driving force behind this, and we're glad that we're able to work with them as well as our consultant.
So just to frame it up for everybody, the 3-plus-mile stretch, where does it begin and end?
So we're starting right at Stevens and going all the way out to Sunshine Park.
And so Sunshine Park, now originally when that park went in, that wasn't actually in the city, or was it already?
You know, it wasn't, and then parts of it were annexed. So when the park was actually constructed, the majority of it is located inside the city limits.
And that's one of the things about expanding a city is there sometimes you see an area where something could be built, but you realize it's not even in the city yet. Eventually, you get it to that point. That, of course, as a park, brings in a lot of people, the baseball tournaments, a lot of things going on. And it sounds like there's some interest in making it easier to get to in other ways than just a car.
Oh, definitely. One thing we realized as those apartments were being built is it's the old adage of cities don't build cities, right? Developers build cities. So as those developers build their projects, there's public infrastructure improvements that are made. And our hope is that as part of this, we may be able to have possibly like a multi-use path or a connection for pedestrians, bicyclists, that would essentially get you from Stevens or the Umpqua River Trail all the way out to Sunshine Park.
Now, you mentioned the adjacent areas, parallel streets. Is there a certain parameter in each direction that you go, or does it kind of depend on the route and what else is already there?
It depends on the route, certainly, but it is definitely well beyond just the Diamond Lake Boulevard right-of-way. It's looking at it very holistically and different parallel routes for sure.
So that pulls places like Douglas Avenue into the picture as well?
Most definitely.
So, 18 months, you've got a lot of things ahead. Do you kind of have stages set?
Yeah, we just kicked this off at the beginning of June. So we're working with our consultant as they're kind of just doing some fact-finding now. Plans to have some public open houses, an opportunity for public comment later on as we move forward. And those things will be available on our website, and we'll be sending out press releases in regards to those when they get scheduled.
So what's funding all this?
It's really through ODOT that's helping to fund this study. We're grateful to them because they recognized with all of this new construction happening out that way that commercial and further development will just continue to happen. So having a good design plan in place will help to further that growth.
Sometimes when somebody comes into the community, they assume that the way things look is not the case. And for longtime residents, of course, Diamond Lake at one point, I guess, was a two-lane road. It's been four ever since I've been here. But you see other areas of town like Stewart Parkway, which when I moved here, starting at the mall and heading towards Mercy, was two lanes in a ditch.
Yeah, you know, it's surprising. Stewart Parkway, much of the improvements that you see there were a result of the city's urban renewal district that was located there at the time. And now we have an urban renewal district along Diamond Lake. It's a long process, 30-year plan, but we're going to see improvements happen over time there. And that will be a result of both this Diamond Lake plan and the urban renewal district.
And so if somebody's been here for a long time and can remember how Stewart Parkway evolved, you think about Diamond Lake Boulevard, and while it's not going to evolve the same way necessarily, it may look radically different another decade or two up the road.
Oh, definitely. You know, there's that's the interesting thing about development is to see things grow over time, and you really have to have a long perspective, right? Historically, it's been an industrial area along Diamond Lake, and I think that will always still be the same, but there's lots of new growth that's occurring, especially with these apartments that are being built out that way, which was desperately needed for our community.
Yeah, definitely a housing shortage still, but 400 units goes a long ways.
Big time.
All right, if people want to find out more, is there something on the city website they can look at?
You know, if they're interested in more, we encourage people to email us at cdd@cityofroseburg.org or to give us a call at 541-492-6750. And we'll continue to keep things updated on our websites. As we have open houses, we'll send out press releases.
City of Roseburg Community Development Director Stuart Cowie, thanks for coming in this morning.
Hey, glad to. Thank you.
8:40 at the Morning Report.